Hey, y'all, we're back with the second episode of Football Without Hesitation, podcast covering the San Jose Earthquakes, Burlingame Dragons, MLS, local scene of soccer, whatever it is. Anyway, today we're talking about the Quakes 3-1 victory on Wednesday over the Dynamo. The new entrance rules, that was interesting getting into the stadium. It felt like a cow going to slaughter, so that was interesting. New structure up in the parking lot. All of a sudden, there is a bunch of steel in the parking lot. Panamaniacs. Panamaniacs, not only was the Panamanian contingent really, really come through for us on Wednesday, a new term was coined, and we got to get into that. Also, happy hour luck, folks. We had luck. They did a happy hour Mexican Heritage Night. Anyway, I'm going to cover all of that in the next 20, 30 minutes. How you like that? An intro. Not something I'm used to. I've gotten comfortable behind the mic now, but in all that editing audio stuff, there's a lot of words. A lot of words. Way too much vocabulary that I care to learn. Anyway, that we're here to talk about soccer. That's my important thing. If I can't figure out audio, at least hopefully I can figure out American soccer. But here's my attempt at it. It is, well, shit, now it's Friday. It's Friday the 13th. Well, perfect date to do a second episode. Friday the 13th, it must be lucky. It is just past midnight. I'm here sitting at the office. Oh, shit. I'm doing my notes or whatever, and I come to the office. I record at the office that I work at, which sounds pretty sad, and is even sadder when you see it in real life. It's quiet. So I bring the equipment here, and this is where I record. I have my computer here. I could bring everything up. So I get here, and I work out here in the industrial part of town, kind of on the edge of town. After 5 o'clock, there's really nothing around here other than people trying to pick up stuff that is not tied down. That's an interesting part of society. But hey, man, we need recyclers. We need people to pick that up. So I get to work. There's a gate that I got to open with a key card and all that. And there's a little back area there. Not necessarily a patio, but there's about 15 feet in between our building and lettuce fields, because again, I'm from Salinas. You can't get within, you know, can't go 200 yards without running into a fucking lettuce patch. So anyway, you know, there's that back area there that is usually, you know, there's mechanics around here. They put parts back there, store cars, whatever it might be. Well, there's a truck there with its headlights open. It's 11:30. It's 11:30 at night. There should not be any vehicles there. At first, I thought it was the mechanic next door. I thought, you know, sometimes he puts his tow truck back there. So I was like, oh, somebody called him for a tow. But this truck is facing in. And as soon as I pull in to put my key card to open the gate, they just back out of there, all very suspicious. I mean, come on. You gotta play it cool. If you're doing some criminal activity, rule number one, keep it cool. Keep your cool, man. Don't give away that you're doing criminal activity. So anyway, they back up very suspiciously. So I, instead of pulling into the gate, I drive on the street and kind of park on the street with my headlights pointed right at them. Just kind of, hey, you've been caught again. Oh man, I wish this was the first time I had done this, but it's almost a quarterly thing. You know, it's kind of like a company releasing its financials, every quarter. I have to chase away somebody trying to steal stuff every quarter. So, yeah. So, then they pull up to have a nice conversation of, oh, I thought I could be here. Like, oh, well, that gate, that lock says otherwise. But anyway, well, I'm here. Oh, is this your spot? Yes. Yes, I'm here. This is where I work. Long story short, they drove away claiming innocence and that they are friendly local people with license plates from Oregon for some odd reason. Anyway, that was, it was like, all right, that's how you start a show. Now that is how you start a show. You prevent crime. I'm like fucking MLS Batman right now. So yeah, that was just an interesting little side note of this, getting this, you know, this podcast is not only, I don't know how many people will listen to this, but it's definitely preventing crime. And then Salinas, hey, we can use that. The cops don't even do that around here. But anyway, we're not here to complain about the cops or talk about lettuce patches. We are here to talk about soccer, mainly the San Jose Earthquakes. Again, if you heard in the intro, I plan on covering a wide range of topics. San Jose Earthquakes are going to be a heavy, heavy part of it because they are the local professional team. I am a season ticket holder. I'm there every game, or every home game, every away game. I'm glued to some television projector or computer screen, and I'm watching the games. Whatever information I can bring, and you know, everyone's free to reach out to me. You know, let me know what the hell you want to hear about, something you heard about that you might want to, you know, hear me talk about. This will be it's not a San Jose Earthquakes podcast. It's not an MLS podcast. It's not a soccer podcast. It's all of the above, you know. And we'll see where this goes. Salinas Underground. I've been doing that for 2 years, and it's been fun. So hopefully this goes for 2 years. But anyway, on Wednesday, May 11th, which happened to be my birthday, which was really really awesome. The San Jose Earthquakes play the Houston Dynamo, who, if you are not familiar with San Jose Earthquakes history, that is the team that they ripped from our hearts, after two MLS Cups and just took to Houston. Granted, you know, the team will always say, oh, the stadium situation or whatever, but it fucking sucks to get, a team taken from you in that fashion. And for them just to completely, completely change what they are, I don't know. It was heartbreaking. It really, that's what turned me off to MLS for a while. It seemed like an immature league that if it could just do that to its fans, that, you know, it did not deserve my attention or my money, because I know that's what they're concerned about. But it's not unique to MLS. I mean, being from the Bay Area, I'm not a Raider fan, but hey, that's the exact same thing that, Mr. Davis did there when the Raiders moved to LA. You know, Oakland Raider fans woke up and their team was gone. Team was gone over there in La La Land. And, but hey, it worked out for them. They're back in Oakland where they should, where they belong. Las Vegas can fucking suck a dick. Again, this is coming from a 49er fan. But yeah, enough about the bitching. You shouldn't have done that, MLS. That fucking was terrible. Why are you going to take our fucking team? Luckily, all the history and all that stayed there. And the Dynamo are now terrible. They're just plain fucking terrible. There's no other way to put it. They've definitely played, again, away 5 times this year, which away games in MLS are very difficult to win. So luckily the Quakes ended up with a 3-1 victory. It was Mexican Heritage Night, and the Panamanians took that shit over. Hannibal, I'm calling you Hannibal. Hannibal is the way to go. Hannibal Godoy and Albert Quintero, I don't know. It was awesome. I mean, nationality doesn't fucking matter. I don't give a fuck. I want victories. I want goals. But it's nice to see other people than Wando scoring. Last year, man, it took like 15 games or something for there be another multi-goal scorer on the team other than Wando. It was like 10 goals Wando, and everybody else had one goal. It was like six players. But anyway, so it's nice to see other people contributing. MPG started, which was fucking huge. I don't know. Dom Kinnear he's an interesting guy. He's definitely had a lot of success in this league. But that lineup against Seattle was weird. I know there's injuries and suspensions and all that, but how you don't start MPG, I don't get. I don't get, especially when you have Shea Salinas there, that is a more than competent replacement. If he I don't know. It bothered me, and I loved when I was sitting there at the bar, because yeah, that bar is fucking awesome. And I saw he was in the starting lineup, and that just felt right. That just felt right. And Wando was the first guy with an assist. Fucking go figure. You know, but I don't know. He has a fucking attitude, dude. I get that. I've seen that. MPG can be a pissy little dude. And that's tough. You know, I'm sure that also weighs on Dom Kinnear's thinking there. But because, fuck, when MPG's not happy, he does not perform. My opinion. My humble opinion. I'm not no fucking expert. I'm just a dude that drinks beer and watches soccer. But yeah, when that dude's on, when that dude's happy, man, he can get into. He had a fucking Olimpico. One of his corners yesterday. Derek was in a great position to make the play, and he was there. You know, the keeper was in great position. But if somebody would have blocked his vision, that was an Olimpico. That was right. Was it in the second half? I believe it was in the second half. Yeah, it was in the second half, because the Quakes were shooting at the supporters' end. And yeah, MPG had that was a beautiful one. The second goal was amazing. The second goal was great. That was so beautiful. And how about a keeper getting a red card? You don't see that every day. And Houston had already expended their three subs. So who was it? It was Anibaba. Anibaba jumped in as keeper. This guy, hey man, as soon as Derek walked off the pitch, Anibaba sprinted towards the sideline. Put on the green sweater. I guess it's a sweater that the keepers wear. He put on the green sweater, which, Anibaba, not your color, bro. Not your color. But, hey, props to him. And he got a couple easy shots. I guess he was in good position for, you know, a defender. That's pretty impressive. But yeah, it was a great victory. A great victory. They looked good. When you play rubbish teams like that, I guess you better look good. And I don't know, Houston might turn it around, but that was good. It keeps, you know, and any victory, especially at home, is really, really valuable. They're in fourth place now, all on their own. You got Real Salt Lake and the Whitecaps right there, just 1 point under, and the team from the South right there, 1 point over. Very, very identical schedules, except the Quakes have not won on the road. They have not won on the road. It was a ugly tie, but a tie in Philadelphia, especially this year, how it's been. That was more than welcome. And you know, you'll take the tie going all the way to the East Coast over there, and it's May, so it's probably still like fucking freezing over there. I don't know how the hell they do it. But yeah, so you got to win on the road. You're going to have to win on the road if you're going to get in the playoffs. You're doing well so far. The next game, well, they play on Wednesday, Real Sociedad, exhibition. Should be good for some of the young players to get on the pitch, especially out of Valle, man. It's a beautiful stadium. But May 22nd at LA. at LA. And man, all right, so like I said, it's May 13th. We'll just barely turn May 13th, but for all intents and purposes, it's fucking May 12th. You know, it's Thursday, which right now the news in MLS is motherfucking Ibra. Fucking dude. So Zlatan is, I guess, his contract is up this year at PSG? Paris Saint-Germain, yeah. Saint-Germain? What the fuck? That's weird. Anyway, so his PSG, his contract is up. And so some Spanish reporter, it's all this dude. I don't know. Again, the guy seems like a very verifiable source. Looks like a good source. Written fucking biographies of like Ronaldo or some shit. So the dude seems like he's got his connections. But from all I see, it's just this one dude. And he's saying Zlatan, there's a 90% chance he'll come to MLS and he'll go to Galaxy. Or the other 10% is he goes to United. And fuck, either way, I'm in the Premier League. I'm a City fan. I've been there not long, since 2009. Before Sheikh Mansour. That was a mess. That was a mess in 2009. And we're not gonna talk about that. So for him to go to United or Galaxy, damn, that would suck. But fuck, dude, to have Zlatan in MLS, I'm all for that. And man, there's no way. When's the Clásico? The 25th. Fuck, there's no way. Imagine, I don't know. It'd be pretty cool to see Zlatan. He's an interesting character. He's one of those guys that he's kind of built for American media. Not a lot of people know him in this country, but man, just like people think Conor McGregor was a good fucking shit talker, and that's what got him big. And you don't know Zlatan. And fuck, I hope he doesn't hear that, because I hope I introduced him well, because that motherfucker puts the fear in you. So anyway, I don't know. I hope it works out, and I hope he did. Just if it was no Seattle or Galaxy, I'd be fucking happy. I'd be happy. Go anywhere else, and I'd be pretty fucking happy. Who else would? Nah, yeah, I don't care. Anywhere else. Just no. Okay, maybe New York. Maybe FC. Maybe the new City Light. Whatever. What they're trying to do over there. But no Galaxy. No Sounders. Actually, fuck it. Go. You won't play for the Sounders. Sounders play on plastic. But anyway. So. Again, I'm a season ticket holder. I'm there every game. We get an email like 3 weeks ago. It was definitely before the sporting game, after the sporting game. We get an email. Hey, guess what? I know the season's 7 games old or whatever, but we're implementing new entrance policies. They're essentially going the NFL route. That's what I'm seeing. I don't go to NFL games. Are kind of fucking pricey. And again, as a Niner fan, I've been to Levi's because of the Quakes. Not interested. Okay, we're implementing a new thing. The bag that you season ticket holders got, your backpack that you got as season ticket holders, may or may not be able to bring it in. I don't know. Bring it. We'll tell you. Granted, I did see some in the stadium, so it looks like we're still cool on that. So that I was like, all right, fuck, this sucks. The Giants switched to a similar type thing at AT&T, and again, that one was after some sort of attack. Oh yeah, that was after the Paris thing at the stadium. So it was like, all right, that you know, you could tell what the hell. This one, I don't know, came out of nowhere. I was like, all right, get to the stadium earlier. It's going to suck to get in. Whatever. They turned us into fucking cows, dude. They turned us into cows. There's two lines to get in. They use those metal barricades. Everyone sees those mobile metal barricades, those bars. Everybody's seen them. Every festival, everything you've been to. So what they did was, like, they snaked that all in front of Avaya, the main gate there, which I think that might be the only one. They made these snakes, or you're going, they're like switchbacks. You go back and forth and back and forth. So you go like, so when you're at the street there, it's, you know, maybe 100 feet, 150 feet to the gate there where they scan your ticket. They make you walk like 800 feet now, just going back and forth and back. You're looking at the same people all the time, all awkward and shit. Hey, what the fuck? What are we doing? I don't know. There's a palm tree in the way. The palm tree adds like 40 feet. They have to, they can't just go around the palm tree because the barricades don't bend that way. So you're doing this weird. It was madness. It was madness. It was annoying. Honestly, other than it being annoying, it may have taken the same amount of time. I've only done it once, so after these next couple times, I'll see. But it was a hassle. It definitely was a hassle, and I almost got in without them checking my hat. That was cool. The guy caught it. There was nothing in my fucking hat. But yeah. So anyway, we'll see. I'm still up in the air. As when I was standing there in that line, it was annoying, and I was upset. But once it got going, it didn't seem to stop. So I don't know. I'm calling that one in the air, and we still will question it. But also, what was interesting, getting to the stadium, there. For those that don't know, across from the stadium, what is the parking lot's now gold. Silver, I don't know if platinum's there. I think platinum's gone this year. But anyway, those parking lots are going to be a development called the Coleman Highline Development. Typical San Jose stuff, you know, mid-rise buildings and tech offices. I don't know. That's going to be interesting. If I have to pay to be in a parking structure, that's going to be pretty upsetting. We were in Santa Clara when they played at Buckshaw. There was a parking structure, and it just cuts. Obviously, you can't barbecue in a parking structure, and it gets a whole different feel to it. But anyway, that the construction last year, they had some area fenced off. It was, you know, didn't seem like nothing. This year, it was a hole in the ground, and then. So the last game was the Kansas City game, the Sporting game, April 24th. There was nothing there. There was still what seemed like a fucking hole in the ground. So we get there this week, Wednesday, May 11th. There's a fucking six-story structure there. Well, at least six stories. I didn't count the story. There was at least six of them. It was just the skeleton frame of it. But it was like, what the fuck? How did this? I don't know. I was amazed. All of a sudden, there was a fucking crane. There was steel and all that. I don't know when it happened, but it was cool. It was just fast. But I have seen in the building drawings, there is going to be a retail component that is adjacent to that earthquake. It's called Earthquake's Way now. Pretty cool. It's got a street named after him. So there should be some restaurants, and of course, there's got to be a bar. If there is not a bar. Or at least a restaurant that kind of emphasizes the beer or the drinking, that is ridiculous. Because once they put that tunnel in so you could take the train in, you could go downtown, hang out downtown, take Caltrain into Santa Clara, walk across to whatever restaurant or bar they would have there, keep it going, and then you got to march to the match just right there, right across the street. Boom! So hopefully that works out. Hopefully they do that, because I don't know, that would just be fun. That would just be fun. It's a great time. I'm gonna say it a lot on this show. Is Avaya is just a good stadium. It's very well done. Again, this is coming from someone that has very very limited stadium experience. Pretty much just anything in Northern California. I've parked. I've eaten some Del Taco Anaheim Stadium. What do they call it? Angel Stadium? I don't know. It's got a giant ass A at the front. All at Delta. I was just eating some Del Taco and I just parked in a parking lot. And it happened to be, because it was off season, it just happened to be Angel Stadium parking lot. I'm fucking sitting there eating my Del Taco, which was way better than some of that Pollo Loco bullshit. Fucking Pollo Loco. Man, I hate that place. Del Taco, though, come to Salinas. I fucking Del Taco. I like that. Del Taco's good. Del Taco's good. It's not necessarily Mexican food, but it's way fresher and better than Taco Bell. No disrespect to Taco Bell. I love you, too. So I don't know very many stadiums, but Avaya is just good. It's got a great atmosphere. The bar is fucking dope. Fucking dope. I know it became a laughing stock. It became kind of a joke because the front office focused on it so much, but you could tell why they did. They knew that was something special, and I would dare anybody to show me a better place to watch soccer in the United States than the bar, the longest outdoor bar, Lobina, baby. You got everything there. And even a net that comes out of nowhere. Dude, they put up a net. You know, Victor Bernardes has tried to kill too many people with his fucking errant shots. They had to put a net up. It was the Muma net is what they should call it. Because, man, before he fucking started chucking them up there, nobody was concerned. But anyway, I could go on and on and on, but I have several weeks with you guys. I am not going to stop doing this. I hope you enjoy it. I'm starting to enjoy myself here in this episode too. Two episodes in and it's fun. So thanks for tuning in. Give me any feedback. I promise I'll get better. I promise I'll try to get better. I know, but I don't know if it happens or not. But anyway, thanks for listening. I'll see you guys next week, and hopefully we take down that team from the South. See y'all next week.